You know, when you read a book, the words on the page just they basically go straight into your brain, a direct transfer. But when you look at a nutrition label, specifically that, added sugars line.
Right, your body isn't a reader, it's a chemistry lab.
Exactly. And that label we all stare at to avoid a mid-afternoon crash, it turns out your body doesn't actually care what the wrapper says.
No, it only cares how it digests the food, which creates this massive gap between what the FDA prints on a package and what your metabolism actually experiences.
So, welcome to today's deep dive. We are exploring a fascinating article from AmerZero titled Magic or Science. And I have to say, we really need to thank them for the research they've done here on behalf of our children's health. It's incredibly important.
It really is. And our mission today is to uncover why that added sugars line is just, well, missing half the story.
Yeah, if you listening have ever looked at a label, seen like 5 grams of sugar, and assumed you knew exactly what it would do to your blood sugar, you really need to hear this.
Because the FDA just lumps all added sugars into one single category. Refined white sugar, glucose, high fructose corn syrup, and honey. They all get slapped with the exact same label.
Which to me is just, it's like saying a bicycle and a Formula One sports car are the exact same thing just because they both have wheels.
That's a great way to put it. Regulators look at both of those and just see carbohydrates. But biologically, glucose and honey behave entirely differently.
Right.
Glucose is this very simple, straightforward molecule. It enters your bloodstream directly, spikes your blood sugar.
And forces your pancreas to pump out insulin immediately.
Yes, exactly.
But wait, if regulators treat them the exact same, why wouldn't honey trigger the same insulin panic as, corn syrup?
Because the bees have already done a lot of the complex work. They use their own enzymes to transform flower nectar. So raw honey is actually only about 23 to 36% glucose.
Wait, really? Just a third?
Yeah, the rest is a mix of water, fructose, organic acids, and flavonoids.
And flavonoids are those plant-based antioxidants, right? The ones that help reduce inflammation.
Exactly.
So you're telling me a food categorized simply as a sugar actually has a totally different biological footprint.
All goes further than that. A systematic review and meta-analysis from Nutrition Reviews actually looked at controlled feeding studies and found that honey consumption is associated with a reduction in fasting blood glucose.
A reduction.
Yes, and a drop in bad LDL cholesterol. Those unique enzymes the bees introduce actually help improve lipid metabolism in your liver.
Okay, wow. But that's just like when you eat raw honey straight from the comb, what happens when you trap that honey inside a vault of other ingredients?
Well, that introduces the whole concept of the food matrix.
Right.
A food isn't just a list of ingredients, it's how those nutrients are physically and chemically bound together. The article uses AmerZero as a case study.
Oh, the snack inspired by traditional Italian Tarom.
Yes, exactly. It's composed of over 60% whole roasted almonds, with raw honey as the only sweetener, and literally zero refined sugar.
So if eating pure sugar is like water rushing down a slick, steep water slide, adding all those almonds, fats, and plant proteins into the mix is basically like installing a series of giant speed bumps all the way down the slide.
I love that analogy. Those speed bumps physically slow down digestion and gastric emptying.
Yeah.
Fats and fibers delay the rate at which food leaves your stomach.
So because the absorption is slowed down, you get a much flatter, more gradual rise in your blood sugar instead of that dangerous spike.
Precisely.
Let me challenge that slightly though. Is it really just a math equation of the ingredients adding up? Like if I ate a spoonful of honey, a handful of almonds, and a scoop of fiber powder separately,
Right.
is it the exact same as eating this hard, chewy nougat?
Not at all.
Yeah.
The physical structure of the food fundamentally alters how your body processes it.
Really?
Yeah, the article highlights this study comparing whole apples, applesauce, and apple juice. They all contain the exact same nutrients from the exact same source, but they trigger completely different glucose and insulin responses purely because of their physical state.
So it's not just the chemical ingredients in the bowl, it's the literal physical architecture of the food. The actual mechanical effort of chewing and breaking down that almond matrix is what protects your bloodstream.
You nailed it. AmerZero isn't a liquid or a dissolved syrup. It's a compact, chewy matrix. The honey is physically locked inside that solid structure of almonds and fiber.
Wow.
It forces a different, much slower rate of release during chewing, digestion, and absorption.
So, to you listening right now, the next time you look at a nutrition label, don't just ask how much sugar is in this. You have to ask, what kind of physical structure is this sugar trapped inside?
Yeah, food is a complex system. It's far more intricate than just its individual parts.
It's not magic, it's just food science. But it does leave us with a pretty wild thought to end on. If the physical, chewy structure of a food so dramatically changes how our bodies process sugar, I mean, how much has our modern dietary shift toward highly processed, ultra-soft, and liquid foods secretly reprogrammed our metabolic health?
That is the million-dollar question.
We basically traded the structural speed bumps for the slick water slide. Next time you're reading a label, remember your body is a chemistry lab, not a reader. And before we go, we really want to thank Italian Radio in Florida for continuously broadcasting news that is so incredibly useful to public health.
Absolutely.
We highly recommend you share this article with your family and friends. Thanks for joining us on this Deep Dive, and we'll catch you next time.